This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden on Saturday signed a bill that suspends the U.S. government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling, averting what would have been a first-ever default. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
House of Representatives and the Senate passed the legislation this week after Biden and House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy reached an agreement following tense negotiations. The Treasury Department had warned it would be unable to pay all its bills on June the 5th if Congress had failed to act by then. Biden signed the bill at the White House a day after, hailing it as a bipartisan triumph in his first ever Oval Office address to the nation as president.
Both sides operated in good faith. Both sides kept their word.
Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Concerns have spiked around civilian safety in Ukraine after officials announced more than 25% of air raid shelters are locked or unusable. AP correspondent Karen Chamis reports.
The discovery comes just days after a woman in Kyiv allegedly died waiting outside a shuttered shelter during a Russian missile barrage. In his daily address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky expressed concern about the situation in Kyiv. After everything has happened, Kyiv residents repeatedly post information about the lack of access to shelters, not just about closed shelters, but about obstructed entrances to shelters, about the absence of shelters at all in some parts of the city. This level of negligence in the city cannot be excused. The Interior Ministry said that over 5,300 volunteers would continue to inspect shelters across Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
The influential sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un vowed Sunday to push for a second attempt to launch a spy satellite as she lambasted a UN Security Council meeting over the first failed launch. This is VOA News. Indian authorities on Sunday completed rescue operations after the country's deadliest rail crash in more than two decades, with signal failure emerging as the likely cause of an accident that killed at least 275 people. The death toll from Friday's crash was revised down from 288 after it was found that some bodies had been counted twice, according to the chief secretary of the eastern state of Odisha. The tally was unlikely to rise, he told reporters, quote, now the rescue operation is complete, end quote. Nearly 1,200 people were injured when a passenger train hit a stationary freight train, jumped the tracks, and hit another passenger train passing in the opposite direction near the district of Balasore. Just hours after U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin rebuked China for refusing to hold military talks, the State Department announced that a senior U.S. official will travel to China next week to try and boost communication with Beijing at a time of tense relations between the two countries. Reuters' Lisa Bernard reports.
The Israeli military said an Egyptian police officer shot and killed two soldiers.
That is not the correct story there. Let's get to Edward Barron, where he speaks of three Israeli soldiers and an Egyptian security officer. They were killed near the country's border on Saturday, Israel and Egypt said, in a rare incident that the country said they are investigating jointly. Here is Edward Barron.
The Israeli military said an Egyptian police officer shot and killed two soldiers while they secured a military post at the Egyptian border early on Saturday. It said the officer and a third Israeli soldier were then killed in a confrontation inside Israeli territory hours later. Egypt's military said that the three Israeli and one Egyptian security personnel had been killed in an exchange of fire as the Egyptian security officer chased smugglers across the frontier. Israel evacuated one person wounded in the shooting to hospital. The Israeli military said it was unclear how the Egyptian officer crossed the border fence, and soldiers were searching the area to rule out additional assailants.
Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused the International Atomic Energy Agency on Sunday of ineffectually policing Iran's nuclear activities and suggested the UN watchdog risked becoming politicized and irrelevant. The unusual criticism followed an IAEA report last week that Iran had provided a satisfactory answer on one case of suspect uranium particles and reinstalled some monitoring equipment originally put in place under a now-defunct 2015 nuclear deal. OPEC and its allies, oil-producing countries, including Russia, were meeting in Vienna on Sunday to decide how much crude to send to world markets following a sharp cut of more than 1 million.